I still remember that Christmas Eve when I actually heard Santa Claus land on our roof. There's no doubt in my mind that it was him, because my brother also heard the clippity-clop of hooves and the jingling bells. Of course, just to be sure, one of us needed to come up with a plan. Just in case we get caught, we needed to have an excuse.
"I've got it," I whispered to my little brother. "If I get caught, I tell Dad that I had to pee, and then I'll just run to the bathroom and pretend that I forgot what night it is."
He had to believe that, right? I mean, lots of kids have to take a bathroom break at 12:30 at night, and I considered myself a pretty good actor, so this would be a breeze. So I slowly crawled out of bed, tiptoed to my bedroom door, and turned the knob like I was defusing a bomb.
"I got it open without making a noise."
What a knack I had for opening doors. I was so proud. As I crept out into the hallway, I noticed my parents' door open just wide enough that they would be able to see me if I passed by. They were sneaky that way. How would I get by without being detected? Would this be the time to put my wall-climbing skills to the test? No. My brothers and I had learned long ago that our dad had some sort of super hearing. In fact, Dad could hear what we were going to do before we thought about doing it. No, wall climbing was out. There was only one way I was going to get by that door. I would wait for one of my dad's supersonic snores and then run like my life depended on it. And there it was. The snore that could cause an avalanche. I made it, undetected, free to spy on Santa without fear of being caught in the act by Dad or Mom or... Wait a minute. What if the jolly old elf himself sees me spying on him? I had no plan for that. What if old Saint Nick sees me and decides to take everything back and head back to the North Pole, leaving us with nothing but memories of a bad kid who gave in to temptation?
Abort operation. Abort now.
Forgetting about Dad's bionic ears, I quickly ran for my bedroom door. But it was too late. There he was, standing at the end of the hall with that look. Dad didn't have to say anything when he caught us up to no good. That look spoke loud and clear. I trembled to the point that I felt like I was going to pee myself. That's when I remembered the plan. Pretending to be half asleep, I said,
Hi, Dad. I just had to use the bathroom.
And then I produced the dumbest, worst fake yawn in history. Dad growled and turned and went back to bed. That was a close call. As I crawled back into bed, my brother asked what I saw. Of course, I told him that Santa just waved, twitched his nose, and headed back to the roof. My brother replied,
"Yeah, I think I heard him up there again."
Yep, he sure did. Merry Christmas, from our house to yours.